B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hello.
All right, 11:30 across the Delaware Valley, 11 o'clock hour, brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. Oh, I'm excited to talk to our next guest. Yeah, I missed him. Love when he's on. We love it. Last night, I was watching him, and the beauty is it's back. The beard is back. The great Jimmy Lynam. Jim, that beard rules, man.
Anthony the Cuz, don't worry, buddy.
My man. Oh, it was great watching you last night. Breaking it down. Oh, you and Danny, fantastic stuff.
Yeah, a lot of fun to have it back. You know, it's going to be a challenge, obviously, for the league, but they did a great job in the spring, and hopefully they can pull it off again.
So, just in general, I know it's exhibition, and you know you don't want to read too much into it, but the first thing that leapt off the screen is Embiid, dead shape, and he strikes me as being focused, and I got a weird tingling sensation that he's going to have a monster season.
Well, he's certainly capable of a monster season, Anthony. We've seen a spectacular play from Joel, you know, really over an extended period of time. But the real challenge for him is to be able to sustain it, to be consistent, which the great ones are, yeah. And then to sustain that, you know, over the what will be this year a 72-game season, hopefully.
Do you see, he looks good, right? He looks felt. He looks, you know, he moved well in that sense. So from that standpoint, I thought they looked, there's a lot of good things that you saw last night, right? I mean, they obviously fixed the spacing, and it'll get better as it goes on with Green and Curry. Ran in a lot of docks, you know, pick and roll stuff, a lot of pick and pop stuff. So, I mean, from that standpoint, they seemed to fix the most important thing, which was the spacing issue.
Yeah, to be honest, I mean, I didn't quarrel as much as the rest of the world with the Sixer spacing in the past. What I think really hurts, you can be spaced, but the problem is when you get a ball when you're out in space, you have to be able to make a shot.
Well, that's true.
I just look, because I'm coming on with you, I want to, you know, be sure I'm not just talking nonsense. In the four-game sweep by the Celtics, you ready? The 76ers shot 26% from three. You have no chance, Anthony. None. Yeah. Zero. Yeah. If you're going to shoot 23% in a series in today's NBA.
Yeah.
Not only will they be able to space the floor, meaning people will have to go out and guard the perimeter, but they'll shoot a much better percentage from three. But one of your earlier callers, when I was listening, first tuned in, made a good point that in that 17-18 season, the Sixers lost to the Celtics for one reason. Their offense was flying with J.J. Redick and Bersani Ilyasova and Bellinelli. What beat them was the Sixer perimeter defense.
Yep.
So, yes, they've improved three-point shooting, but hopefully not at the expense of defense out on the floor.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Because, first of all, they're better because Danny Green and Curry can both shoot threes. However, they still are not a great shooting team, and they're going to have to get a lot of runouts, and the runouts are going to come from the other end of the floor and playing good defense.
Yeah, but as you know, I mean, you're going to get run outs much more readily in the regular season than you are against, top caliber playoff teams. Those kind of baskets diminish greatly in the playoffs.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I was just putting an exclamation mark on your point of making sure you play good defense, because
yeah, and I think they will. I mean, that was again one game. We know it. We can't jump to bottom line conclusions. But I thought the defense really, when particularly in the first quarter, when both teams had their starters out there for the majority of the minutes, I thought the Sixer defense was very, very good. You just look at the way Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Yeah, yes, they missed some shots that they would normally make, but they didn't get a lot of like wide open looks, and that's a credit to Sixer defense.
Yeah, and the huge difference between that playoff series that you referenced and last night is obviously Ben Simmons and what he brings on the defensive floor, right? So, it was ugly in that series, but without Ben, and you know that Ben is such a great defender, they're in such a different matchup with Boston when he's playing.
No question. You can't to take your, one of your top two guys and not have them in a series like that. Obviously, the level of your play is going to diminish significantly.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
What do you think of a couple guys? What do you think of Shake in the Lou Will light? Off the bench, gave you a little fire. What do you think of that?
Yeah, well, I'm a Shake guy. I thought that he did a good job last year. If you look at his playoff numbers, by the way. He was one of the guys that answered the bell because he got swept. The world didn't realize that. Shake shot 40% from three in the playoffs. He averaged 14 points a game. Shake had a pretty good playoff last year.
Yes,
I like him as a six man, Lou Williams type of guy. In fact, some of the things he does remind me a little bit.
I know. And this is why I know we used to go at it with Shake a little bit. But I just didn't like him as a point guard and as a starting point. I don't think he defends well enough to be a starting point guard, and I don't think he runs an offense well enough. But I think he's a legitimate scorer, and I think he could be like that Lou Williams. That was my only point.
Yeah, no, and I think I think that in big picture, I agree with you that his defense as a starter, playing those kind of minutes, probably is going to be lacking at times. But, Lou Williams, I think, is a real good comparison on your part. And I think, he brings he has a knack for scoring the ball, this fella. And, I just like, he has a little Lou Williams demeanor also. They're confident guys.
Yeah.
They just go about their business. Not a lot of fanfare. Just give me the ball and give me some space and I'll take care of the rest.
Yeah. What do you think of Maxey?
I was impressed. Granted, it was, fourth quarter minutes against Boston bench guys for the most part. But having said that, I took the time and trouble to watch a bit of tape on him prior to the draft. Because some people that I respect, held him in very high regard. I'm a little surprised that he was there for the Sixers.
Yeah.
And I think Doc's post-game comments were right on. You're playing at Kentucky, that's high profile, so the moment's not going to be too big for you. You're well coached, whether you like Calipari or you don't like Calipari. Beside the point, the guy can coach. So this kid is, I think he's NBA ready. Is he a three-point shooter yet or even a perimeter shooter? Probably not, but I love his defense. Mark Jackson, who is big on the AAU circuit because of he has three boys that play in the AAU. And he said he's followed Maxey since his freshman year in high school. And
wow.
He was like a star back. You know how they look at these young fellas.
Yeah.
He was top whatever, top 20, top 25 as a freshman in high school. And he sustained that, that level, that rating every year. So Mark's a big fan. He knows how to play. He's got that little slither to him where he penetrates five people. Got that little floater in the lane.
Yeah.
So, and what I really like, I asked Mark this, because what jumped off me at the tapes, and again, I'm not watching 25 games. You know, there are snippets, in some cases highlights. But I will tell you the one thing that jumped out at me, he can guard. He keeps people in front of him.
Yeah.
He's long, he's athletic, and he has a commitment to defense. So, yeah, I think bottom line, I liked his start last night, and I think he has a potential to possibly be in this rotation. And right now, let's be honest, it's a crowded perimeter for the Sixers. So somebody's going to, you know, have to withstand competition to get minutes out on the court.
So we're talking to the great Jimmy Lynam. It was great to see him last night. Back breaking it down, NBC Sports Philly. Coach, just curious about Matisse. It strikes me that he could be lost a little bit off the bench. See, I thought he was going to wind up going Curry off the bench and Matisse to start. What do you do with Matisse?
Well, let me say this again. It's not me sitting talking to Doc, but my guess is that nothing is set in stone at this point. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if you saw a different starting lineup against Indiana on Friday in the second preseason game. So, I really don't know, how they see it. I think they've worked a bit with Korkmaz in, like, really stressing to him that you have to get the ball on the floor at times.
Right.
I thought he was making a concentrated effort to do that. And I think he can do that. He's kind of rangy. I'm not saying he's a fancy ball handler, but he knows how to get in there and has a chance to make a bucket and or get fouled. So I think that, who's going to get those minutes on the perimeter? I think Jake is in. He'll be in the rotation. There's no doubt about that in my mind. Whether you're going to have Curry, coming off the bench or as a starter, I think those things are to be determined.
And I guess the last thing, I'm just curious, because as this thing comes together, they seem to have a decent makings of a bench. And obviously, come the deadline, you still have to figure out who's the guy on the other end of the pick and roll with Joe when you really need a bucket, right?
Yeah, well, I think they have, we'll see that unfold, but I think they have a lot of possibilities with that, to tell you the truth. Like you saw Shake run a couple with Joel. He hit him that one time with the lob. Obviously, Dwight Howard, and I agree with you 100%. You made the point earlier with one of your callers. He's a solid guy off the bench. If you look at his numbers in the final series, Lakers are going to win a championship. He may be the unsung hero.
I'm not
trying to compare him with Anthony Davis or LeBron, but he was rock solid. He plays less than 20 minutes. I just looked it up the other day. He's going to get you. He gets a rebound. If he's out on the court 3 minutes, he's getting a rebound. So if you play him like in the vicinity of 20 minutes, he's going to get you 6 or 7 rebounds. He's not the shot blocker he used to be, but he's still, he's a presence in the lane. So I think they have stability there at the center position when Joe's not in the game. And I think really what we're going to look to see is who's going to fill these wing spots and come up big.
I like it. I like it. What made you bring the beard back?
I'm kind of fooled with it all summer. I never really shaved it. I don't know. Originally, I think I told you, it was a little bit of a mini protest to what was going on in the world, to Corona. And I don't know. It's just kind of by accident. I guess it's still hanging around.
It's a great look, brother. You're the man. I love it. I love it. You're the best. You're great. I always tell you all the time, Philadelphia treasure. I love it, Jimmy. We're just getting started, so I'm going to be bugging you all season long, my man.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, Anthony. I enjoy talking with you. I enjoy listening, to you and your guys when you're talking hoops. A lot of good stuff. I pick up a lot of thoughts from a lot of different areas, including you and on occasion the callers.
Thanks, brother. We love you. And listen, best to the family. I know it's different this year, but have a blessed Christmas, right? And we'll have a better 2021.
For sure. All right, same for you, Anthony.
Thanks, brother. There he is, the great Jimmy Lynam on the Comcast business. He's the best. Love him.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.